November is ending and December is beginning, and we in the north are going into a long, cold, dark period. That's what winter is, what winter has always been, and we are luckier than many of our ancestors because we have so many artificial sources of light to keep our spirits just a little bit brighter through the dark, cold months. We long in this time of gray for color that is like water to us because it seems like we are thirsty for it, for colors that are vivid. And vivid for color means bright, but it also means that the outlines of those colors are sharp and clear, and that there is something about a vivid picture that makes us believe it's almost alive, ready for us to step into, but better than our everyday life. Brighter, sharper, clearer, more energized. I wonder if you can imagine how experiences become coded in our brains so that they are remembered as vivid moments. To begin, we have to get to the individual experience, not something that lasted hours, but something that lasted a moment. And in the richness of that moment, we begin to appreciate the intensity, the passion, the energy that is compressed into an experience so that it becomes vivid. Think for a moment of a time with not much color, a time when it was evening and it was snowy, and the only light came from the street lights and from a small moon far up above. And as you think about that winter night, you start to notice all the different shades of white and gray that make up the ground, the walls, everywhere that is covered with snow. And then as you look up towards the street light, you notice that it is snowing, and it is one of those almost magical snowfalls where each flake seems large and puffy and distinct. And you can imagine as you look at those snowflakes against the street light that they are capturing part of that light, and that the light is actually part of the lightness of the snow because they're so puffy and soft, so fluffy, that it seems like they would be soft on your skin. And so you take off your glove or your mitt and you extend your hand the way a child extends his hand to catch a snowflake. And you wait. You wait as patiently as a child waits for a butterfly, standing so still, holding your breath, with that hand outstretched as you look towards the light. And it happens. It happens. Snowflakes hit your hand, and they rest there for a moment. They rest big and fat, crystalline and soft, all at the same time. And you hold your hand up to the light so that you can look at that big puffy snowflake, the one that's closest to you on the palm of your hand. And you can even see that it is already starting to melt just a little around the edges. And you know that you should feel cold, but the softness of that snowflake and the wonder of its beauty, of how intricate it is and of how much the light catches it and it holds the light, and you're holding the snowflake on the palm of your hand, and it's such a complicated experience. It is so enchanting that you forget for a moment that your fingers are getting cold in the night air. And as your fingers begin to feel cold, and you feel the cold night air against your cheeks, and you know they're going red, and your nose is going a little bit red, and you take a deep breath in, and you realize that you're in a room, you're listening to a recording, There is no snow. All of those things that were so vividly real in your mind a moment ago are now simply gone. And you can become curious about the way your mind has stored so many elements of a snowflake, of a snowy evening, of the way snow looks in a lamp, that you are able to follow my words and create an entire reality of this gorgeous moment when you hold a fluffy, puffy snowflake against the palm of your hand, just by following my words and letting your imagination put the energy and the intensity into those words so that they begin to feel real. The great thing about vivid experience is that we hold it, we store it, and we can bring it up and make use of it in new ways, ways we never anticipated. On the evening when we watch the snow fall against the street lamp. And as you think about the way we made this one moment of experience more alive, even than if it had been a lived experience, when it would have happened so very quickly and we would have gone on to something else, you can realize how many opportunities we have by focusing our attention to focus somebody else in a moment and make it vivid.